BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Turkey has defied US warnings and taken delivery of a controversial Russian air missile defence system. Washington has threatened Ankara with sanctions and an expulsion from America's F-35 stealth fighter programme. Turkey is a NATO member. The Pentagon says the Russian system could compromise the F-35s and was incompatible with the alliance's defence network. President Trump's Labour Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned amid a controversy over his handling of a decade-old sex abuse case against Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Acosta said he had become a distraction to the Trump administration. A Somali hotel in the southern port of Kismayu has been hit by a car bomb and stormed by gunmen. Regional politicians and clan elders were inside at the time. Reports say several people have died. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab said it carried out the attack. An immigration lawyer has told a US congressional committee immigrant children at the detention camp she visited were dirty and traumatized. She said they stank because clothes covered in mucus, vomit, breast milk and urine had not been changed for days. China has threatened to impose sanctions on US firms that sell arms to Taiwan. The foreign ministry said a potential sale approved by Washington would harm China's sovereignty. British police have formally launched a criminal investigation into the leaking of diplomatic communications that triggered the resignation of Britain's ambassador to the US. In the confidential memos, Kim Darroch called President Trump's administration inept. Boris Johnson, one of the two politicians hoping to be the next British Prime Minister, has since admitted that an account of his lack of support had been a factor in the diplomat's resignation on Wednesday. People in the US state of Louisiana have stocked up on supplies, sandbagged their homes or left town as Tropical Storm Barry approaches. A state of emergency has been declared before the storm hits the state early on Saturday. And a former political prisoner and founder of the Cuban Committee for Human Rights, Ricardo Bofill, has died in Miami. He was 76. BBC World Service News.